Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Wow, what a whopper of a podcast.
Hey, this, if it was, would be a double whopper.
Yep.
With cheese, Jason, and bacon, yep. and double beef. Yeah?
Double whopper, double beef, bacon, podcast burger.
And Coke Zero, because we're not animals. We've got to watch our weight a bit.
And upsize the fries, though.
Upsize. The biggest.
We are going to be talking about defined partners, those partners of yours, when you say, you know what? I'm going to go and do this. And then you say, no, you're not. And then you go and do it anyway.
Or you stamp your foot.
Not good.
Line in the sand. You.
Not good.
Well, I tell you what's interesting. Two married men sharing the same tent. I can't wait to hear what happened in the middle of the outback.
Hang on.
All on your own.
Bridget.
One tent. Two men. Two married men. One tent. Sounds like the start of a very raunchy movie.
You.
In the middle of nowhere. Where no one is watching.
Ben.
Yes, Spider.
You know.
We don't. That's why we need to ask. Why was there one tent? Why is there two men? Why are you in the middle of nowhere on your own? All of this will be revealed throughout the podcast.
This is ridiculous.
It's not. It's factual information we need to know.
And we are delving into something that has Bridge quite fired up. Dressing the same as your kids. So the mum and the kids all dressing the same.
Yes, we have Best and Less with a mummy and me range. I'm calling it out. Complete child abuse. You do not do this. It's all for social media. It's conformist behaviour. It's disgusting.
And you're going to hear all about it on the podcast, which starts now.
Peter, you're away. You're about 14 hours away from us. Where are you?
I'm in Griffith in New South Wales, heading towards the New South Wales outback for a few days, especially with the long weekend. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. Now, your wife, Cherie, is over in the States. You're with your cameraman, Kale.
Cameo car. Yeah, we're just going to film a couple of places around and about, around Hay and Wilcannia and Whitecliff.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Two men on an adventure. That's lovely, isn't it?
We're here to work.
Sleep. How'd you sleep last night? We'll get to that a bit later on.
I mean, they were working in Brokeback Mountain too, weren't they?
Well, weren't they?
What are you
they
on
were
about?
Hard workers there.
They were really hard workers.
What do you mean? We camp all the way along because we film our campsites. So had a, get the campfire out in the bush and have, normal setup, couple of chairs.
Not a normal setup. Come on for two guys.
What
two
are you
guys.
About?
One tent. What'd you do?
I'll never sleep in. Two guys don't sleep in a tent. You know that. I've told
really?
You this. I don't know how many times, but I'll take a couple of tents rather than taking one tent and just two guys.
You sure about that? We spoke to your cameraman, Cameo Kale, yesterday, didn't we, Ben?
Yeah, we did. We just pulled him aside. And,
yeah.
You know, we thought.
What did you.
We'd ask him about that exact situation. Like if you had to sleep in the same tent because. This is what he said. Can you have two blokes in the same tent? What do you think?
I guess it's a bit of an unwritten rule, isn't it? If there's only one tent, two blokes out in the middle of nowhere, there's nothing wrong with that, is there?
Oh, hang on. Two blokes, one tent in the middle of nowhere. So what are you saying? What goes into a stays on tour?
That's what I'm saying.
Wow. He's a good-looking, soft, beautiful man. And what did happen? Oz Trail tent. I know that for a fact. Two men. Is it worse, two men in the middle of nowhere sharing
hang
a tent
on.
Or two men in a busy caravan park sharing the same
hang on,
tent?
Hang on. I could only fit one tent in the car.
Is the truth now.
No. Mm-hmm. I am totally 100% against this. But because we're only staying quickly last night, I had absolutely no other option. Tonight's going to be different.
Right.
So you did share a tent last night with Cameo Kale.
This is two married men we're talking, of course. You know, if your blokes want to share a tent, that's fine.
Don't start.
Did
what
you?
What are you trying to get to?
Peter Spider Everett, Peter Ray, did you and Cameo Kale share at one person tent last night?
A one person tent?
One tent.
One tent.
Yes, we did.
Oh, so many more questions.
From the bloke that can't play frisbee with a guy who can't go in a convertible with another guy. But hey, if no one's looking,
it was
dance like no one's watching, eh?
Was it cold?
No, I don't know. I don't want to ask any questions, okay?
You were there. What was the weather?
Anyway, we got in late. I got up early. I was out. Like, seriously, I should have slept in the car.
You think it's awkward. Around the campfire. Time for me to go to bed. Me too. Did you do the slumber party stories in bed?
Anyway, what are you...
Back to back, top to tail?
Yeah, were you head to foot? Which way did you sleep?
Goodbye.
What way did you sleep? You can't win with you with your feet if they're in your face.
I don't know.
And top to tail, your bits are still aligned anyway.
Bridget.
Peter.
Answer the question.
Answer the question.
I'm not. We just slept.
Yeah. Together.
No, not together.
Was it awkward?
100% it's awkward. It's awkward now.
You know, I know.
Why do you have to bring this up?
The only ones that really know the answer are the dingoes and the wombats out there and the wherever you were with no one around.
What?
How'd you sleep?
When has your partner absolutely dug their heels in, you've said no, and they've done it anyway? Peter, I just don't know why I would be so scared of ever defying your wife, Cherie.
I do it every week, and it's just a matter of what she finds out and what she doesn't. It's like a little game, actually. And the hardest...
It's not a fun game.
No, it's not.
You never win.
I've never won. I did go on a footy trip. I said, I'm not going to go on after the footy trip like a few of the boys. Yes, I'm going to come home, darling. Don't worry. And left Bali to come home. But then I thought, no, I better change my flight. And I went with the boys to Amsterdam. And she was filthy.
Well, it's not normal. Mm. Anyone would be filthy in that situation, you weirdo.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, well, I had an ex when I was with him at the time. He was defiant. He was bringing his ex-girlfriend to a barbecue. He hadn't seen her in ages. And it was very awkward for her and I because I could tell she still held a flame for him.
Mm. You're pretty happy though, aren't you?
Yeah, there was... It worked out all right in that situation.
Yeah. Kathy's
in Burley. Your husband, did he defy you? Is that what happened?
We were invited to a Halloween party a few years ago, and I was ready, and my husband came home and said that he was going out with his friends at a football club Halloween party. So he ended up going.
Oh.
So a few hours later, I phone call, and he goes, I'm in a ditch. And I said, what? So he was starting to walk home from said football club. He said, I'm in a ditch. He said, I can't get out. And he was very drunk, obviously. So I drive down to where I know he was walking, which was a dirt road. And I couldn't get the car down there, so I had the high beam on. And it was all pebbles and rock. Anyway, I walked down and I was ringing his phone and I could hear it. So he was down this ditch and it was like a river. So I had to go down and help him out. He put his knee out. So imagine how long it would have taken me to get him from there to the car.
Wow.
So in the meantime, we get to the car an hour later, get to the car and he stinks. So I said to him, you're not getting in my car like that. So I took all his clothes off.
Oh.
So he was naked. Get him in the car. We drove him home. And then I'm thinking, oh, my God, how am I going to get him in the house? So my three-year-old at the time was helping me bring his drunk, dirty, smelly father in the house, threw him in the shower. And while he was in the shower, he slipped over and broke the shower screen.
Oh,
if he stuck with you at the party, none of this would have happened.
Exactly.
Is epic.
Look, I'll tell you what, we'll sort out a date night for you at Hair the Musical. Hopefully he rocks up, doesn't go somewhere else first, eh? It's the original tribal rock musical, October 11 and 12 at Hotter. Double pass for you, Kathy.
Thank you.
This doesn't sit well with me at all, and I'm going to say it out loud. This is child abuse.
What?
In this day and age, in 2019, when we let our kids be gender fluid, choose your own gender, but you can't choose your own clothes. Big W.
No.
Best and Less.
Who?
Have a matching Mummy and Me fashion range so you can twin with your kids. That's right. You can twin with your kids. I said that correctly. I'm not cool. This is conformist behavior. It's contrived. It's all for social media. It's completely poxy. Completely naff.
Who
it's
does it?
It's way too much. I mean, seriously, could you imagine? I mean, if I had a daughter, I mean, I wear enough crazy outfits as it is. I mean, they'd look like they're at Blues Fest every day with me. We'd be wearing flares and hanging out. Seriously.
I reckon, I reckon your child would be the only one ever wanting to wear their school uniform on a weekend.
Bridge, you wouldn't be able to do matching outfits with your kids because yours are all one-of-a-kind pieces.
One-of-a-kind pieces from America from the 70s. But come on, I see it on social media all the time. Don't give me this mummy and me matching leopard print outfits and your vegans. Or the hipsters with your little matching Fleetwood Mac outfits. Not only does a toddler not know who they are, you don't either, mother hipster. Yeah. Give me a break. This is not cool.
I don't reckon, you know what it is? I think it's like the male, like the dad, parent, living their sporting moments through their children. This is their mum trying to live their fashion through their children as well. It's like twins being dressed the same. You can't dress twins the same,
no.
Let alone dress, you know, the mum and child the same. That, I don't know. For me, I think that's just ridiculous.
Well, child abuse is you putting Boston and Puma 24/7 in your manky thongs. If you two were dressed the same, the same shorts you've worn since circa 1991.
At least we're not going as far as the States. Just coincidentally, this popped up on my Facebook feed about Target in the US. They've got matching pajamas for the entire family. So they've got all the kids, the mum and dad, and the dog.
And the dog.
So thankfully we haven't gone that far.
You know what? Let's do it. Gold FM family, five calls says it all. Are you as strongly opinionated as I am about this mummy and me dressing? Dressing up the same as your kids. The exact same material, the exact same outfit. Cool or not cool?
Can you dress the same as your kids? All the same.
13, 27, 10. We talk the same. We're so cute.
Kathy, 13, 27, 10. What do you think? Is it acceptable to dress your kids the same as the parents?
I think it's sick. Ooh. I think it's disgusting. Oh. I think, how revolting. The child needs to live and the mother needs to get life.
Wow, yeah. they're harsh words. What do you think's going on in the mother's head?
I don't know. She's demented.
Demented. I think there's one. I think if it's a Tigerland, if it's a tiger jumper, it's all right.
Oh, well, yeah.
We're from Tiger.
No, hang on, though. But what is it? Do you think it's for social media? It's just off. Like when there's too much print and colour, it's like, woo.
Yeah.
No, I just think it's laziness on behalf of the mother.
I love it.
It sounds like you've... Sounds like you've got repressed memories of you maybe being dressed the same as your mum, Kathy. Is it Raywin in Upper Coomera? What do you think about all this?
Hi, guys. Look, I totally agree with you all. I think it's crazy. I think it's narrow-minded. These little people have their own individuality, their own taste. My granddaughter's 6. She tells us what she's wearing, and we love it. Within reason, we obviously... You know, she goes to after-school care and before-school care and holidays or wherever. If she wants to wear her gummies on a sunshine day, we let her.
I love it.
It is funny.
That's beautiful. Individuality.
Yeah, let them express themselves. These kids, these beautiful angels, they know what they want to wear. They know what they want to do. And as long as it's within reason, let them go for it. There's no need to buy same-same when you have... These beautiful minds, we are supposed to be encouraging them.
Exactly.
You know, you don't want to look like your mum.
The high heels that I wore when I was growing up didn't affect me at all.
No. But dressing as an individual didn't affect me at all either.
Sarah from Narang, what do you think? Can you dress your kids the same, all in matching outfits with the parents?
Yeah, you absolutely can dress your kids the same. I do it. I think it's so cute. And everyone like tells them that if they're without, they're like, oh, it's so cute. So, yeah, absolutely.
They're lying to you.
No,
I think honestly, it's one of those things like you kind of giggle behind their backs, don't you think? I don't know. Do you think the joke's on you a little bit or?
No, there's some really cute outfits that you can put like them in together and I think it's cute.
You know
there
what?
You go.
Yeah, I get it. And you're not hurting anyone, just your child's future, but it's okay.
Definitely divisive. Suzanne in Parkwood, what do you reckon?
Look, I think no. I think it is definitely targeted for the social media, so I completely agree with you, Bridge. But I do have one exception to the rule, is that I think it's okay when my dad, myself, and my son will be all matching Roosters jerseys on Sunday. The only time it's acceptable.
Yeah.
That's child abuse.
That's child abuse, isn't it? Look, one last one. One last one. Laura, good morning. Is it acceptable to dress... the same as your kids? Dress all the family in the same outfit.
I dress my girls the same because they're identical twins, and now and then I might buy the odd t-shirt or hat, but I think it's a bit cringeworthy, all the family the same. Maybe the same colour palette.
Okay, same colour.
Okay, same colour.
What about the twins, though? You say you got twins, have you? And they're identical twins. Why do you dress them the same so they're double identical? Why don't you have different... This is what I don't understand. Why don't you have different
double
clothes
identical.
On it?
Mate, you try going to a shop and finding a size one in two different colours. Yeah. It's easier for weather and washing. That's all it is. And also, it's super cute.
And it's super cute. All right.
Actually, that is good. No, that's cute. Thank you very much.
Five calls have said it all. The Gold Coast.
The winner.
The Gold Coast says it's not acceptable.
They say, not only not acceptable, that's a nice way. They've said
disgusting.
It's disgusting. It's sick.
And on that note, we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.